The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm a
killer
with the first verse.
The
and I'm a
bury
him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. I'm never nameless, unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain. So straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Healers MD, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, blindly, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
All right, all right. Great morning to everybody that is jumping on the grind. Great morning, great afternoon. Welcome to another episode of The Grind, where I can tell you we are waking up super excited about another day. It's another day to go out and be great. It's another day to truly realize what you are created to do. It's another day to say thank you, because guess what? We all have been given an opportunity to get up and to move on purpose in our purpose. And so my name is Pam McCray, millionaire mompreneur.
And my name is Nate McCray, just that dude.
And just that dude. Just
what's
that
up, everybody?
Dude. I'm trying to get us shared out to everybody. And
I was not here. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that. But great morning to all of our blog listeners. And I definitely want to say great morning to each and every one of you that have dialed into the show this morning. We thank you for being our continued faithful listeners, for dialing in. And for those of you that are jumping on Facebook Live, just always know that that call-in number is 646-668-2564. You can definitely dial into The Grind. Make your voice heard, actually, you know, by just raising your hand and saying, you know what, I got something to say. Because many times, there's something that needs to be said that goes unsaid. And you know what? It can bless and change the lives of somebody out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's what we're going to do today, guys. We're actually going to, first of all, I want to say it's great to be here. Great to be in front of you guys. We don't take it lightly. They're very humble about the fact that you guys would tune in and listen to us. But guys, if I were you, I would share this out. Share it on your page. We're going to definitely talk about some health-wise things, some things that, some misperceptions about health. Hopefully help bridge some gaps with some people that may have thought it was one way, but it's actually another way. But we want to actually help somebody, man. So great morning, everybody. I see you. Great morning, Yvonne Wells. Thank you for saying hello. Great morning to you. We want to jump right into this thing, man, because I'm excited. I know Pam is excited about what we're going to talk about today, because one of the things that we hold near and dear to heart is health. And because I think it's because we know that nothing happens nothing stays or happens unless you're in good health. Let's put it that way. I'm trying to figure out the best way to say that. You can have all the money in the world.
Right.
You could appear to be healthy on the outside, but the inside could be messed up. You can be, you know, healthy on the inside, just waiting for the outside to catch up.
Right.
But whatever the case is, guys, we know that we want to talk about health-wise this morning. And we talked about this extensively, and I got to tell you, fam, there's a lot of research that could go in to talking about health. And when you think about all of the different components of health and how it affects people, it's kind of discouraging. When you really start talking about or start doing the research, everybody wants you to be on is this diet. Is that diet?
Right.
This plan, man. There are effectively, you know, hundreds of diets that are out there. But I think we need to start by actually defining what these words really, really mean, right?
Right.
And more so, you guys got to figure out what they mean to you. Good morning, Suzette. Good to see you. Thank you for saying good morning. What these words really mean to you. So let's jump into it, because you know there's some people out there that have absolutely not did anything because they just didn't know.
Right.
They were confused, and we all know that a confused mind
does nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
Right. So if a confused mind does nothing, that means there's some people out there that are confused and sitting around trying to figure out, you know, what should I do? But they're still going down the same road. Now, you're in health and wellness. I'm in health and wellness. We sell some amazing products
right.
with our company. That's not what we're here to talk about.
Right.
But it is, in large portion, the reason why we are such health advocates.
Right.
Because we have such great products. So we want to go take this thing back to the beginning, because it's not so much as just what you put in your body.
That's true.
It's everything.
Absolutely.
Right?
We talk about health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I think that many times when we think of being healthy, we don't realize that being healthy is comprised of not just our physical health, but it's our mental health, it's our emotional health, it's our spiritual health. In order to be completely whole and healthy, it involves and encompasses every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a healthy lifestyle is.
Yes.
So
yes.
The physical is not going to happen until you really get the mental right.
Right.
And that mental just plays a huge part in driving every other aspect of our body and how we end up living. Because if we don't have the mental right, if we're not growing mentally, if we're not changing mentally, if we're allowing negative thoughts, if we're the naysayers, we're the negative
mm-hmm.
Nancy's,
mm-hmm.
we don't have anything better to do than to sit back and to be involved in a lot of nonsense, talking about people gossiping and all of that. That means that you're not healthy, okay, mentally, for real. And that's going to drive everything. So
right.
it's comprised of everything in order to really live that healthy lifestyle. And that's the difference between diets. You know, we promote a healthy lifestyle, because when you do a diet, it's something that's not going to last. And there's been a lot of bad, you know, and negative aspects around dieting, because you end up doing something in your body, you know, a crash course for a certain amount of time.
Let's break that word
right.
down, though. Let's break that word down for a certain amount of time. Yeah.
And
we
then,
know
so what?
Is.
If you don't create lifestyle changes, then you end up shocking your body, and it doesn't last because you don't make it a lifestyle change.
Absolutely. So we're back to that word, lifestyle.
Right.
And I believe that has been the theme for 2019, and it's moving into 2020, and it's going to be really solidified. Everybody knows that you reap the harvest of what you did the previous year in the year that you're in.
Right.
So, you know, you reap harvest for what you did in 2018, because that built the foundation. Even though you think your actions in 2019 is what's getting you the harvest,
right.
It's the foundation that you built in 2018. So we take it in years,
right?
Some of you guys will say, well, it was a 90-day increment that really sparked it for me, but that 90-day increment did just that, sparked it.
Uh-huh.
And that spark had to continually transform into something else that created the overall foundation for you to be who you are, live, move, and have your being in that thing, right? So when we think about the word diet, we think about health. Those two words alone scare people. When you talk about going on a diet and being healthy outlook and this and that, people don't want it. People don't want to talk about it because it's going to require something of them. And be quite frankly, most people know they're behind the curve.
Right. And sacrifice.
Yeah, it's
something you got to be sacrificed. You got to cut off, right? You got to kill something.
You got to kill something. You got to increase something.
Right.
And there's some things you got to do, but don't get confused in it, right? So what does diet really mean? Diet is simply what you eat or put in your body, what you consume every day habitually as a habit. What do you eat every day? What do you, now we're going to get into something a bit deeper, because this show isn't just about what you put in your mouth. This show is about all five of your senses, and we're just going to tie it
all together,
what you put in your mouth. And I believe this is where people actually miss the foundation of it, because when you start telling people that they can't eat this and they can't eat that, right? Because you know as well as I do that when people come to TLC and they start talking about, well, do I have to change what I eat?
Well, you know, that's funny. That's a lot of times that is a question. People are out there struggling with their health.
Mm-hmm.
They're struggling with weight loss. We have the answer, right? We got the product to see, lose 5 pounds in 5 days. We got the answer. And you want change. But the question is, do I have to change my eating habits? Do I have to change my diet? And that's amazing that somebody who's struggling, wants to achieve goals, would even ask that question, because I know that once we started to get results, you know, on these products, it just made sense. If I wanted to be healthy, that's like a no-brainer. I'm just automatically going to change the way I think towards food, the foods that I put in my body. Does it mean that you got to cut out everything? No, but it just means that you think differently towards the things that you eat. Like, really, because if you really want change, you got to understand that it's going to require something of you. Right?
I don't think people want to
be healthy. You want to lose weight. You got the product, right? The products that we have that are enhancing that is going to allow you to achieve that. And the question is, do I have to stop eating McDonald's, the burgers, the fries, and all of that? To me, that's just common sense. If you really want to be healthy.
Well, what do you tell them initially, though? What do you tell people initially?
I tell them initially, no, you really don't have to change your diet, okay? You don't.
But why do we say that? Why do we tell them? Let's take the goal.
Well, I say no initially because our products are going to work regardless of whether you change the diet. It's a detox, number one. The nutrients in the Nutriverse are going to put the nutrients back into your body and everything. But the thing is if you want results, and as you start to get the results, you're automatically going to shift. So you're going to want to change your eating habits. When you see that you can lose 5 pounds in 5 days because you're detoxing your body, that's what
I don't know about the woman. I don't know about that. I don't know if they're going to want to change.
Yeah. If they're serious about their health goals,
let's get to the bottom of it.
I know.
Let's figure out why a person doesn't want to.
And I'm just gonna take me for example. When I started to drink the tea, the Ayasa tea, and I saw that the product actually worked. And it was Thanksgiving time, and I was eating everything under the sun, right? Mm-hmm. But even before that, I started drinking the tea, and I saw the weight loss.
Right.
And then I put it to the test, and I said, well, okay, it's Thanksgiving. I'm getting ready to eat my pies, my cakes, my candy ants, my mac and cheese. And it was several of us that was doing this, and we wanted to see what would happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we ate all the stuff that we were accustomed to, and I guarantee you, when I saw that I was able to drink this product and not gain the weight. I didn't lose no weight, but I was able to not gain any weight during that season. And I said, what if I got these goals? I said, I want to lose 20 pounds in a month, right? So what if I decide to switch up a few things? What if I push back from the boneless chicken wings, which at that time I ate meat. I don't anymore, right? But that was one of my things that I love to have, the boneless chicken wings. What if I decide push back from my pieces of cheesecake that I absolutely love? And guess what? As a result of it, things began to shift in my body, right? And so I began to understand that I need to not put the nonsense in because I had goals. So you start to think differently. When you fix it here mentally, that's why health is not just physical. Because if you go for just the physical aspect and you don't fix the mental aspect, then it's not going to line up. So I had to mentally shift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anytime you want to accomplish a goal, you have to mentally shift. Because now once you mentally shift, everything else is going to line up. You have to get your emotions into check, right? Understanding that, you know what, you can't have any emotions when it comes time to achieving these goals. You got to let go of it. It requires some sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get yourself right spiritually so that now you can connect with the goal that you want to be able to accomplish. And so it all comes together.
Right. And no, you're right. You're right. I'm going to be the pessimist on the show, just so you know.
Okay.
I'm going to allow you to be the optimist. I'm the guy with the black hat. You're the woman with the white hat today, even though we both have black hats on.
All right.
I'm going to be the pessimist on the show. I'm going to antagonize everything because I'm just going to be 100% with you. The majority of people, I'm not going to even give any added to the number. The majority of people do not want to do what it takes to have difference. They want change, but they're not willing to do what it takes. And I wanted you to go through that because our slogan is lose 5 pounds in 5 days.
Right.
But after that 5 pounds, baby, I'm here to tell you, people ain't they done. They're like, it's a wrap for me. I lost the 5 pounds.
I'm
talking about majority.
I don't think so. Not majority of the world, but not when it comes down to the people who try our product.
Okay. So let me go ahead on and tell you how it is.
That motivates them because they
So if
struggle.
We go to social media, tell you, I'm hurting somebody's feelings right now because I believe that it's easier to hurt your feelings momentarily than to harm your future. So I'm just gonna tell y'all what Pam McCray may not want to tell y'all. Okay, some of you out there started losing weight, and I'm not talking about just on our products. You started losing weight, you started getting healthy, and then you stopped.
Oh yeah, people do that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So that means you're not committed to your goal. The products don't stop working. The person
Absolutely.
Stops working.
People can't do
so
that.
That's where we are
but you know
right
what?
Now.
I think what the problem is that what happened is a person will have an initial goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they'll have an initial goal, and they'll come in, they see that the product works, right? And they'll go out, they'll knock out that goal, and then they stop. See, the problem is people limit themselves as far as what they can actually achieve in
mm-hmm.
life. And so if you don't move from goal to goal, then what's going to happen is you stop. And it's not that the product stops, but you stop towards your lifestyle.
Go back up. You say people...
So you
limit
themselves.
Yeah,
the law of the lid, you just stop right there. You get to the lid and you say,
so how
I'm
are they
not
limiting
lift
themselves?
That lid.
How do they limit themselves? So that somebody will say, I want to lose 50 pounds, but then they limit themselves and say, I'm only going to lose 10, 15?
Oh.
How does that happen?
Well, they don't mentally shift, okay?
Okay, so there's a lid mentally, not
absolutely.
So you want to, but you don't. You don't think you can, or is it that you don't think you can do it, or?
Well, I think what happens is people allow setbacks to set them all the way back. I
mm-hmm.
think that they allow their current circumstances, situations to come in. And again, it starts here mentally, because when you're mentally strong,
mm-hmm.
then you know what, when something happens, maybe, I don't know, you
right.
can't pay the light bill and the lights get cut off. And you're on this journey to accomplishing, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 20 days. And all of a sudden this happens. You're stressed. You're trying to figure it out. And you forget about the goal. You start to focus on the circumstance, the situation. And now how do you fix it? Because a lot of times it may be by eating. Okay, so let me just go ahead and forget this. I'm not going to worry about that. I got to solve this problem. This is stressful. Let me go out here and grab me this cheesecake, this hot tamales, this candy, all of this nonsense, because it's the temporary fix because of what you were accustomed to doing. And I can relate to this, okay, y'all? And so you're accustomed to doing, you find yourself just saying, just let me do it this one time, right?
Right.
I'll start back tomorrow, okay?
Tomorrow.
Let me do this today. Okay, because this is how I'm feeling
Monday,
today,
Tuesday,
right?
Tuesday,
and I'm going to start
Saturday,
back
tomorrow,
and what ends up happening tomorrow never comes. And so you find yourself either backsliding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or in the same position. All right. So you either backslide or you just never move forward. One of the two. You get stuck right there and you end up, you know.
So we are right where I want to be.
All right.
Because the person listening to this broadcast right now is thinking, well, that was me. You know, they're thinking, okay, I started losing weight. I started getting healthy. I don't even just like to call it losing weight because I believe that losing weight is a byproduct of doing the right thing.
It is.
Putting the right stuff in your body mentally and physically. Guys, if you think really hard, you think about it, you can lose weight by being mentally stressed as well. You can gain weight by being mentally stressed, right? So if you can lose and gain weight by mentally stressed, it's really not all about what you put in your mouth.
Right.
Right? So what Pam is saying is that, guys, if you don't fully buy into what you want or need, you can't really expect to receive it. Right? I mean, let's just be honest with ourselves.
Right.
I think we create a condition in our mind, right, that'll give them the green light to say, just to fail.
Right.
We say, okay, so you turn the red light into a green light. It'll say, stop, don't do that. And you say, but it's okay, because you create a condition in your mind that says, I'm stressed. You create a condition in your mind that say, I'm broke. You create that condition in your mind that says, such and such is really getting on my nerves. And you just go do what you want to do. It's about what you create in your mind that makes you continually run those red lights.
Right.
Because they're there.
Right.
Every time you pull into McDonald's, I'm telling you, I'm speaking to myself right now, because the McDonald's fries are the bomb. They're the bomb.
I ain't going to lie.
Every time you pull into that McDonald's, there's a red light that says, I know it.
And you know what? That's why it has to go so much. Willpower can only take you so far.
Yeah.
You have to mentally shift, because there was a time in which I would sit back, and every time Nate and the kids would go through that McDonald's line, they don't eat the burgers and none of that nonsense. Like, just for them fries, and fries that it's so addictive, right?
Right.
I used to be like, no, no fries, no fries. Then every now and again, you go back, you sure you want to fry something, baby? And then next thing you know, yeah, give me a small fry.
Give me a
little one, no salt. All right, let me try
that's
that.
That's how we've done that.
Right.
That's the condition that we create in our mind, too. Just don't put no salt on them.
No
salt.
Let me eat this.
Then
you look up and that small fry starts to go to a medium fry. Then you look up and you know what? I haven't eaten today. So you know what? I got to have something, right? So go on and get that
large fry
with no salt on it. And then you look up.
Forget
and you're
the
back
grease
to eating
that is fried in.
Sorry, forget the grease. Forget the fact that those are empty calories that are really not doing your body anything, right? You know, so you're just satisfying that current need, but you're not giving your body any of the nutrients that your body needs. So then you look up and you're just eating fat, right?
Let me say this to y'all. Let me say this. Since we on French fries. I know what I'm saying, because I'm first partaker.
Go ahead.
Because I'm creating conditions in my mind that's telling me that things are good. And again, we're going to switch in a minute, talk about some other things, but that leads into the whole gamut. But anything that you dip in oil is not going to be good for you.
It's not going to be good for you.
Anything that you fry in oil, I don't care if it's peanut oil. I don't care if it's peanut shell oil, canola
oil,
olive oil.
Olive oil makes it
I don't
better.
Care. Anytime you fry it, it's not good.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's just the first. That was me saying, okay, I'm not going to pass this red light. And I'm not going to say, when society says, well, they know now that if you fry it, it's not good. So what are we going to do? Oh, just tell them to fry it in olive oil and it'll be fine. So we go and we ask, hey, are you frying those fries in olive oil? Yeah, we fry them in olive oil. And you eat as many as you can get, but without the understanding that this is not good for me, because this is too much oil. It's clogging my arteries. Oil is oil, right? So I'm not trying to scare you guys into eating the right things. That's not the purpose of this show.
Right.
Right? I know you had something you wanted to say.
Go I just want to say, and then you hang out with somebody who might just be a BFF, in which they can eat anything.
Well,
they can
another,
eat anything.
That's another misconception.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy, but he can eat anything.
I'm not supposed to.
And he's not going to gain any weight.
But that's the condition that I created
when I
in my mind.
Why is Lord that all I got to do is look at it, and I'm back gaining weight. Okay,
that's the condition, yep.
So you got to be careful with who you're hanging out with, too, because
yep.
he can eat whatever. I can't. I don't have that commentary, okay? If I eat too much of the nonsense, you better know it's going to show up. But the greatest part about it, what I love, is because I am physical, right? I do exercise. It's not showing up in the wrong, in those wrong places like it was as much as it could show up. But imagine if you just, you know, you just take and you realize that, you know what, this stuff is just not good for your body. Just don't put it into your body. It's one thing to, you know, have some cheat days, some days in which you eat some stuff, because who wants to, you know, go through life and just eat lettuce and never have any fun? You got to have fun, for real. You do.
Well, let's talk about that. Because when you say certain things to certain people, it gets taken out of context, right? So we got to understand, if we go back to the lifestyle work,
okay.
We go back to the phrase, a mental shift, right?
Okay.
Because people need to know, you don't have to know everything. And I think what freezes people is that they think they have to be a nutritionist in order to eat healthy.
That's not frivolous.
Yeah. So healthy is means you're in good health, it means you're fit. You're feeling good. You're fine. That's what healthy means, right? Health is just health, and you put the prefix on it: good health or bad health. If you say your health is awesome, then you're good. If you can't say your health is bad, then you're bad. But then we look at diet. Diet is what you consume every day habitually, right? It's not something that you go on to lose weight. It's just what you put in your mouth.
There's two definitions of diet.
It's two definitions,
diet
but it's the same thing.
What you eat, or some people go on a diet.
You go on a different diet. You change your diet.
And the thing is, your diet really should be the good things that you're eating every day. We all have a diet, but what happens is we're eating the nonsense. And so then we got to go on a diet from the diet in order to get it right.
We got to change our diet.
Just get it right.
Individually. Change our eating habits.
That's why diet,
habit works.
When you go on a diet, it's not a good thing because these are things we should be eating anyway in order to be healthy.
But let's just, you're right. You're absolutely right. But let's just, for the broadcast purposes, let's make sure that everybody understands. We are all on a diet.
Yeah, we all have a daily diet.
We're all on a diet, no matter who you are. If you're not eating food, your diet is, I don't eat. That's period. But if whatever you're eating every day, let's just get that out of the way. You're on a diet. So stop saying, I don't want to have to go on a diet. You're already on a diet. You're just on the wrong diet. If you feel like you gotta change it.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing. We get back to lifestyle. These are trigger words. Lifestyle. Habit. And we see people that look healthy. We see people that are energetic. And we're like, you know, we know how. It happened. It didn't just, they just didn't wake up that way.
Right.
They put in work. They created a lifestyle from habits. And it took a while for them to create that lifestyle. Maybe 21 days, maybe 30 days, maybe 90 days. Who knows? Right? Because like Sam said, people do backslide.
Absolutely.
Right? And even people that are quote unquote healthy backslide. Right? So here's what we want to get into today and really, really grab onto is that people eat, Pam, 5 times maximum every meal. Every meal,
five
you eat at least
maximum.
5 times. So
every
for
meal.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you have the potential to eat 15 times a day, right? 15 times a day. Some of y'all, they're like, well, shoot, that's cool. If I can eat 15 times a day, why am I not losing weight? Why am I not feeling better? So let's talk about the 5 ways that you eat every single day, every meal, right? And I say maximum. There is a minimum here. The first way that you eat every time that you eat is visual.
Visual.
Right? Visually, you see the food and something triggers and tells you that you want the food. Uh-huh. Right? If it looks good, you eat it. If
right.
it doesn't look good, you don't eat it.
You don't want to eat it.
So you just ate visually.
That starts from a young age.
Starts from a young age. But this comes mental. Right. But this comes, guys, remember, we're not just talking about what you tangibly pick up and put in your mouth. We're talking about visually what you see every day, what you expose yourself to. Food is one of those things. but we're talking about health as a whole,
mm-hmm.
right? Food is one of those things, so let's just use food. If you see it, it looks good, you're going to eat it. The second way that you consume it, guys, is through your nose. If it smells good, you want to definitely eat it.
That's the second time
that you've eaten. Yeah, you're like, ooh. And visually, sometimes is I see McDonald's, I know they got those fries over there, and I can get hot if I get them with no salt, right? And you go over there and you go get them. Now there's the, and then here comes the red light. No, you shouldn't be going over there and get them, but that's okay. I'm gonna get them with no salt.
Right, and you know what? And that's so true because remember, just like you said, visual first,
mm-hmm.
and then you smell it, right?
Smell
so you call it, smell it,
yep.
right? Because you just like you say, you see it. Just like I used an example the other day. Okay,
mm-hmm.
remember, we were out. I wanted me a taco. Okay.
Not just a taco. Four tacos.
No, I didn't.
How many did you have?
I had two.
No, you had three.
I had two.
Let's keep it 100.
I had
two.
That day.
You had three. Okay, that day.
That day.
Okay.
But listen, but we were out riding. And I said, okay, there's a taco place. I want a taco. I hadn't eaten at this taco place. So I visually saw what I wanted. Right, Mexican
mm-hmm.
restaurant. I love Mexican food. Okay, for real, I love it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and so I wanted me a taco. So I saw this restaurant looked good. I'm like, okay, Pepe's or something. I don't know what it was. Like, right? Authentic Mexican food. I wanted me a taco, but I got out of the car, and I went into the restaurant, and I walked in, and there were people sitting down, and when I immediately walked in, the smell knocked me out. It smelled like poop. I'm like, how are people in here eating this food? So I walked in, and as I walked into the counter, you know, and I just couldn't do it. I walked to the counter, and
you
I immediately
gonna get the taco
turned around.
Even though it smelled like poop,
I wanted
she tried to fight it.
I did. And I'm like, no, this is not normal, all right? I can't even imagine myself eating this taco. So the smell took me out. So I was like, no, this ain't it. Don't worry about it. I don't need a taco right now.
And you walked out.
I walked out.
So the visually, you visualized the tacos and you went in it and your nose smelled the wrong thing.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, this is not
right?
Good.
So
veggie,
the food smells bad.
Taco.
Yeah, the food smells bad. Right? No
I'm
good.
Like, veggie
yeah.
or no veggie, this is not
this
right.
Is
okay, this is not the spot, okay, for me to eat the taco
right.
from.
So it smelled bad.
Yeah.
Food smelled bad. So that's the second way.
Right.
So the third way is if we're blessed enough, we can hear the food being cooked, right? You can hear the fajitas sizzling on the way to the table,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You can hear the steak being flipped on the grill and the burgers being flipped back in the grill back there.
Right.
That's all playing into the place. Yeah, you hear it. You be like, oh, that popcorn.
Let y'all know. It's like eating that microwave popcorn, pop. Listen, stuffed in the bag. Causes cancer.
Killing you. Everything's killing you.
All right. Don't pop.
So you hear
pop
it, the popping is like, ooh, when that thing finishes popping, I'm getting ready to tear this popcorn up.
Right.
And the butter there, you don't move the butter around in it to get it all through there, saturated fat. And but we still tell ourselves, but what are the conditions that we create in our mind to eat the popcorn?
That is okay.
It's okay. I'm only going to eat this bag. I'm going to eat a little bit of it. I'm not going to eat the whole thing. And you know as well as I do, when you start eating popcorn, you got to eat until it's gone.
You
got to
eat it until
right?
it's gone. But
so
I found out, once you know better, you do that.
Nobody
but as soon as I saw that, okay, as soon as I found out about that bag popcorn, I said, no longer. I threw everything that was in the cabinet in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not buying this no more. I don't care how good it tastes. How much that popcorn smells so good as it's popping, because popcorn is actually a healthier snack. You know, depending on how you have it, you know, smother it in butter and salt and all of that.
Which is how they give it to you.
Right.
Because
but,
why? Because it tastes better.
Right.
And I always use the term, fam, people tend to be slaves to their taste buds.
Yeah.
Because when we eat it, we want all of our food to taste good. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But we go with the convenient route, right? So the third way we got was to actually hear it being cooked, right? The fourth way that we have is to actually be able to touch it. When you get the fries, you know how the fries are supposed to feel when you
right,
hold them. They feel hot, the texture. When you're cutting the steak with the knife, you know it's supposed to be fluffy
nice
and juicy
tender.
And tender, right?
And
if the steak is hard, you're like, this steak is tough. I can't eat that. Eating chewy foods. Now, You're like, I feel it. Don't taste right. This burger's hard. I feel it. It's not right. So you, that's four times that you have eaten, right? And all the four, if those four things are good, you will virtually eat almost anything unless you have the intestinal fortitude mentally to not create conditioning in mind. And the world, society, retail store, they all know this. They don't know. That's why you could be riding somewhere and you can see the big Dairy Queen truck pull up with the big sundae on the side.
Ooh,
you got to have a sundae. I need a banana split now. Whatever your weakness is, you want it. It's subliminal.
Remember
right?
The Dairy Queen ice cream cone that you dip in the red
chocolate, strawberry,
whatever it is.
Yeah, the
stuff.
Strawberry, the artificial
that.
Flavoring, the coloring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can't eat Dairy Queen.
But that's what but it's subliminal. So we've eaten effectively four times, right?
Before you actually
put it in your mouth, right? So now you haven't hurt yourself yet, right? But when you put it in your mouth is when the downfall starts.
Right.
So now the fifth time you eat is when you physically put it in your mouth.
Right.
And now that you put it in your mouth, you're chewing it and it tastes good, right? That's the fifth way you taste it, and it's, you're like, oh, my God, I'm in heaven.
Right.
I saw it. It looked good. It smelled good. I heard them cooking it, and boom, I put it in my mouth. I was able to touch it. When I cut it, it was good. I put it on. It tastes good. You got all five, the trifecta. You good. All five are clicking all cylinders. Now, you're liable to come back the next day. They know that.
Right.
They know it. That's why the restaurants have open kitchens now. So you can see the smoke. You can smell it. You can smell what somebody else is cooking. That's why they make the food look visibly good to you, because you want it. When you see it, looks good.
Right.
So we got to understand, Sam, that it starts before we even put it in our mouth.
Right.
But I know there's somebody out there saying, well, man, you know, I only live once. I'm going to die from something. if I had died for every time I've heard that.
Right. And you know what, too, is that many times, and we don't realize, but our diet really, really gauges, you know, our health, you know, how we feel, the things that we eat, the things that we put into our body, fatigue, all kinds of things. And you know what? People think that because you age, that because you age, that illness is inevitable. But that's the wrong way to think, because we can literally live on this earth, right? Live the epitome of being healthy. And until our purpose is over and leave this earth without being sick. It's people doing it all day long, but it's because of the habits that they create with their diet, with the things that they're putting into their body. I was reading how this 97-year-old woman like ran this marathon, you know, and it's because of paying attention to your health. What are you doing to your body mentally, physically, emotionally, the things that we're putting into that we're eating? You know,
what's the guy?
And literally, I watch my mom do this with my dad. Mm-hmm. You talking about George Mountain?
No, it's another guy. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
I watched this with my dad. My dad in his 70s. He's 95 years old. Give it up to my dad. But my dad in his late 70s, had prostate cancer, right? And I remember. He was too old at that time to go through surgery. It was just too much of a risk. So I literally watched my mom, who was into nutrition and naturopath. I literally watched her change his diet. Literally. He wasn't happy with it. All right. It was changed. All right. So he was not happy with it, but he wanted to live. Okay. All right. And 20 years later, he living. But what they did was she began to juice. He went totally raw. Right, and it was a short-term sacrifice that yielded a long-term gain. He's 95 years old, right? This was almost 20 years ago when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He did nothing, okay? He did not do any chemo. He did not take any pills. He did nothing. He just simply, my mom changed his diet, and slowly but surely, his PSA levels leveled back out to what they needed to be. But the problem is, most of the time, people don't want to do what's necessary. Because it's going to require something of you in order to be healthy. Our health when we say our health is our greatest wealth, why is it that we don't do what's necessary so that we can be healthy? Yes, we have supplements and things that are that really make it easier for us. That's what PLC is all about. It just simply is allowing us to make it easier to obtain the epitome of being healthy. But really and truly, it still has a lot to do with what are you doing to your body, putting in your body, your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, all of that.
So let's explore that, because one of the best questions you can ever ask yourself in life is why? Why am I doing this? Why? And Pam will tell you, there are sessions that she'll start talking to me about something, I'll be like, why? And she'll say, well, because, I'll be like, why? And I just keep drilling down until we get to the root cause of it. And it really always comes back to guess who? Why or you?
Right.
The things that we do when we allow ourselves to be a part of, subjected to, it's all our fault.
It is.
Why am I, you know, and it's not just about weight, guys. Why don't I have any energy? Why do my knees and my joints constantly hurt? Why is this? Why am I overweight? Why? When you start asking yourself that question, it all points back to you, and you're like, okay, now that means the only person that can change it is why or you.
Right.
Right? If you control it, you can change it. So you ask yourself the question. You ask yourself the question, why do I have a bad diet? And when you ask yourself that question, people like, they don't want to answer it. Why? If I ask myself, why do I have a bad diet? If I'm eating bad that day, why was my diet today so bad? And the simple answer is because I didn't have enough freaking commitment and willpower to eat the right things today.
Right.
Why? Because I sucked today.
It is a choice.
You know what I'm saying? I made the bad or wrong choices. So what are you going to do to fix it? And it all, you can't think anybody else is there to fix it. It's you. You have to be the person to fix it. Now, somebody's going to hear this broadcast, Pam, and they're going to be like, well, you know, everybody can't be skinny. This ain't about being skinny.
Some people just
big boned it, you know. So when I heard people say that, I looked it up, and everybody has the same skeletal structure. Have you ever seen a fat skeleton? No. You never seen one. They all look alike, right? The head, the only thing that varies is maybe the head. Now, the animals of a certain class have a certain bone structure.
Right.
Humans, female humans, male humans, we all look. You can't even tell what the freaking skeleton is if it don't have nothing on it.
Right.
You're like, was that a male or a female? You don't know because we all have the same bone. But it's the conditions that we create in our mind
that we start to believe.
That we start to believe to continually do what we do. And we cross all those red lights, turn that one green, turn that one green, turn that one green. And then we look up and we're like, what happened to me? What happened? And then we get to that point where we think we're at the point of no return. And we start to just get into it.
Right.
And let go.
And you know, and it's crazy because I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely relate to that. Because you start, just like you say, you start to tell yourself, well, it's okay.
It's just one time.
Right?
Every time is the last time.
Or you start to tell yourself, I'll fix that tomorrow. Like, for real. I'm going to eat this today. I'm not going to do this tomorrow. And tomorrow, for real, never comes. I'm talking from the heart right now, for real.
Because
thank God I got it.
Y'all think, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all think that everybody thinks that I tell Pam what to do. Guys, I'm going to tell y'all, that is the furthest from the truth I've ever heard. And it's funny because when I hear people assess Pam and I's relationship, they always get it so wrong. And I don't know what it is, but they think that I tell Pam what to do, and I don't. Nine times out of ten, Pam is telling me what to do.
Yeah, but they don't realize. I'm from Patterson, New Jersey. I may have been a little shy, quiet, but trust me, I got some backbone.
Would I make little remarks? I'd be like, you don't eat that? She'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, okay. Because I'm not God. I don't mean God don't even violate choice.
Right.
Who the heck am I to violate choice?
And then I'd be the first to come to him and be like,
man, I done gained 5 pounds of fat. She's like, I feel fat. I'd be like, I used to be like, man, well, look, do this, let's do this. But after a while, when you don't do it, then you have to just say, okay, some people learn differently.
Right.
So you got to let them learn on their own. And it's funny because when Pam tells me she starts to feel fat, I'm feeling fat. I'd be like, well, come on, fat girl, let's work out. And she'd be like, shut up. I said, you said it. Well, I can't say it.
Right.
You know? Call yourself back, but you don't want nobody else to call you.
No.
And just so y'all know, I don't have a problem using the F word. You know, some people be like, well, I'm not fat. Don't say that. Why? It is what it is. If you feel okay, if you're overweight, how about I call somebody that's fat, obese? That sounds worse than fat to me, because when you get obese, then some things are happening in your body. So understand why I'm saying it. Understand why I'm saying it. I'm not saying it to hurt you. I'm saying it to help you, because you got to know where you are. So let's talk about the numbers, because you got to know your numbers in order to hit the numbers, right?
Right.
It's not rocket science,
right,
but you got to know the basics. Let's talk about some of the basic things that people you hear all the time, right? We talked about diet. We talked about what health is, right? So you shouldn't be afraid of those two anymore. Let's talk about another one. You know, we always talk about weight control. How do you control your weight? Pam was talking about taking a tea and losing 5 pounds in 5 days. That's what's in your gut.
Yeah.
Right? When you take the tea, you're going to get that natural detox. And because you were full of ish, so it's going to come out. Right? So when it comes out, it's 5 to 10 pounds right there. That's when some people lose 5 pounds to 10 pounds a week. Seriously. That people tell us, well, I lost 10 pounds in a week. I just kept going to the bathroom. Because it's so much junk in here.
Right.
So you lose that weight.
Gotta get it out.
But then after you lose that weight and you keep your same eating habits, your same diet, you don't change anything. That's why you have a problem losing it, because you're just maintaining that. You're taking the tea, right? Your digestive system is clear, is clean, is cleaner than it's been.
Uh-huh.
And then you keep putting the same thing in. So it's just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. There's never any caloric deficit.
Right?
That's
the key.
There's never any caloric deficit. So that means in order for you to really, really lose weight, get healthier, right? You have to
burn more calories.
To get to your weight. Yeah, you gotta do what, man?
Burn more calories than you eat.
There you go. In order for you to lose.
Trust me, I learned
weight.
That.
Lose fat.
I love my little iWatch.
Yeah. And we're talking about losing fat. We're talking about burning fat, because you burn fat to build muscle, and of course muscle weighs more than fat. That's why I keep telling y'all. Y'all call me up, tell my coach, I ain't losing no weight. Get off the scale. You shouldn't even be on the scale right now. I know y'all be like, well, I want to post my weight on social media. Cool, post your weight on social media. But help everybody understand, educate everybody to understand that when you're working out, you've started to do resistance training, which by the way, burns more fat than anything
it
else.
It does. Cardio won't cut it.
Cardio
21 day
cut.
Glow up, ladies, they know that.
Yes.
Because I'm in that group and I share with them, cardio won't cut it. Yes, we do some cardio, right? Even in our group, we're doing cardio, you know, throughout the week and the different challenges. But you can't just stop there. You got to do that cardio for your heart health and everything. But if you really want to lose weight, you have got to use some strength training. You got to use your body weight. Not so much about going out and lifting all this weight, but we did a lot of core. We did a lot of, matter of fact, we really didn't use too many weights, maybe like some 5 pound weights for some of the exercises, but we used our body in order to strengthen ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I could truly say that I know during that 21 day challenge that I gained a lot of muscle, you know, thus resulting in, you know, and you're right, you have to stay away from the scale sometimes.
Scale will depress you if you're just looking for that number to change.
And I found that out. But you can see the change in your body, how your body shifts when you're doing what's right. And so, you know, but yeah, we talked about that. Cardio is not just it. It's not going to cut it when it comes time to weight loss. So you got to do you some squats. You got to do you some planks. You got to do you some hallelujahs, all of that stuff that's going to build muscle. You know,
it's the lifestyle that you end up creating. Right, because you start off with losing 5 pounds in 5 days, detoxing your body.
Mm-hmm.
People get excited. That's the spark,
right?
Because we always say, you're the spark. So the exciting part is you lose them 5 pounds, right? You lose them 5 pounds, and that sparks you to want to do more.
Right.
So now what do you start doing? You start doing a little more of your body weight exercise, like you did on the Glow Up Challenge,
right?
And then you start to, at that point, you say, well, you know what? What will happen if I incorporate a 5 pound weight in this thing?
Right.
And that 5 pound goes up to 10. Why? because now it's becoming a lifestyle and you're getting stronger.
Right.
And now when you get on the scale, we always hear the term trading beauty for ashes. What you're doing at this point is, guys, you're trading, you know, fat for muscle,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're burning the fat to build muscle, and muscle weighs more than fat. So that's why we say that the mirror is your scale,
yes.
right?
How you look in the mirror.
How you look in the mirror is everything.
Is everything.
You can be at your you can be at the, what they say is your ideal weight, and then you hear people say, but now I just need to tone. You lost all the weight, but now you need to tone. And you're trying to stay at that weight. I'm here to tell you, you're not going to stay at that weight. You're going to fluctuate until your body, until you get the tone that you want. And now your lifestyle to get to that point is now what you adopt to maintain
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you hear everybody, you know, talking about, well, you know, I'm gaining weight now. And so now then I just lost the weight. And you lose a little bit of weight, and then you say, I need tone. And then we people looking at you and they say, no, you need to lose some more weight because I can still tell that you look, and by the way, well, this is the weight I want to be. So let's talk about that, because there are people that say, this is how I want to look. All right. I want to look like this person. I want this body. All right. This is what I want. I don't want to look like the bodybuilders. You know, you can see every muscle. I get that.
Right.
I don't want to look like
that. I definitely don't want to look like that.
But I do want to be able to go to the beach and take my shirt off.
Right.
I do want to be able to walk out of the house and feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the body that you want, guys, your whole wardrobe changes. You can put on anything and it looks good on,
right?
But that means you have to build some muscle, right? Because muscle is what makes your clothes fit the way they should fit, because muscle stays longer than the fat, right? It's going to give you the form that you need.
Right.
So let's talk about how you get that, and how you get those the right numbers. To get where you need to be. How much time we got?
We got
short.
A few minutes.
Couple
just
minutes.
A few minutes.
I want you guys to get this. All right. So you've heard the term body mass index, or for some of you BMI. This is so very important with you achieving your overall goal, right? Sometimes people's goals, what you said earlier, people minimize what they feel they can achieve.
Uh-huh.
So they never shoot for it.
Right.
They start with something low because they feel that's what they can do. When in essence, you should be starting with a higher goal.
Aim high.
You know, aim high. This is the body you want. This is the weight you want to be. I'm all about being the body that I want. I can model the body that I want, and then I can see what the weight is with that person, and that's going to be the weight that I want.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to BMI, Sam, and let's look at this thing because we got a lot of term here. BMI, body mass index. Now, if we look at, I'm going to take my weight because Sam is going to tell y'all her weight. Right now, my weight is 190.
You think I have a problem with letting people know?
I don't know. I don't want to touch that right now. So my weight, y'all like maybe so many numbers. We've been there for 30 years. Yeah. So my weight is 190, okay? 190 is my weight, and if I'm looking at a BMI chart, guys, you can Google the BMI chart and get it, okay? And you can look at it. This is how you know your number, okay? And it's pretty doggone accurate. I'm 6'2", and if my weight is 190, it says 190.5, okay, that's the closest I can get. That means my BMI is, and my age, hold on, weight, 190, here we go. So my weight is 190 and my height is 6'2". So that means my body mass index, guys,
what did
that say, Sam? That's what it should be. My body mass index is 25, which falls me into the healthy category, right? You look at it.
What are these colors?
The colors, look.
Oh, uh-huh. So you're
blue is underweight, green is... No. Green is healthy.
Green is healthy. And
this
what was
is
your
good.
BMI?
This is good.
My
BMI was 24, 25. What is it? 190? What is it at?
Okay,
190.
Hold on.
I'm 20.
I'm 5'7".
24. Okay. So I'm 24.
155.
So you figure out where you are.
Am I?
You don't have to tell nobody.
No.
But you can figure out. I'm at
I'm
my BMI is at 24. 25. If you even tell people what your weight is, then
healthy.
I only put on the chart.
Yellow
green
is overweight.
Yellow is overweight. Right? Come on. What is, come on.
Am I overweight?
Come on.
It says, I'm trying to figure
see,
out.
This is when you start
seven.
Fudging the number on what you really, really know it is. Right?
No.
Come
no,
on.
No. I'm like right on the borderline. Like I could lose 5 to 10 more pounds.
Okay. Anyway, Pam says she's right on the borderline. I'm 190.
I'm great.
I'm at, what's your weight?
Right here.
Okay. So anyway, let's move to this right here. So I'm at 24. So that means I'm right at the edge of healthy. If I go up to 195, I am 25 BMI. That puts me at overweight. So if I gain 5 pounds, guys, I am overweight according to my BMI. So my ideal weight is anywhere, my BMI should be anywhere from 18 to 24. So you got to know your number. And when you look in the mirror, if you get at the weight, there's a few right at the cusp of both guys. Nobody's perfect. I get it. But know that number. All right. So let's get into what is.
That's interesting.
What is. Yeah, it's very interesting. So let's get into what is obesity. And this is the thing where you got to be honest with yourself, guys. You have to look in the mirror and say, it's time out for me fooling myself. You playing Jedi mind tricks on yourself and keeping yourself where you are, all because you want the world to perceive one thing. But at the end of the day, you're unhealthy.
Right.
And when you fall into yellow, which is overweight, and then you fall into obese and extremely obese, guys, it's not funny anymore. You're on the cusp of losing your life. This is when disease starts happening. So
that
this is why
have to happen.
That doesn't have to happen. So what is obesity? It talks about World Health Organization says obesity is a condition where a person's weight is 20% more than the normal weight of his or her BMI. So you have to take these numbers into consideration, guys, and move. And I'll move faster here because caloric intake, we talked about that. We talked about sleep deprivation, not giving yourself enough sleep. All right, reduced sleep duration with short sleep duration is linked to increased risk of obesity. If you're sitting there, if you're just sitting there all day and not doing anything, then you're living a, what do you call it? You're just sitting still in one place all the time.
Sedentary
life. And your body, it can't use the fat that you're taking in. If you take in a bag of chips and you haven't done any exercise today, your body's going to metabolize that into fat.
Right.
Instead of burning it for energy, you got to get up and move.
I love this.
That's why your watch tells you, watch
it. Pam,
time to get up and move.
Time
to stand.
Get up and move. And you know, too, and when it comes time to sleep, that's something that I really had to listen to Nate and get, because I used to always joke with him, oh, he's going to get his rest. He's going to go to bed. And then I began to realize, and I actually read something where, you know what, not having enough sleep, number one, it cuts years off of your life, okay? So what are we doing now? Right? We want to live life to the fullest. Then a lack of sleep, okay, that no sleep zone that we talk about, hey, get yourself in a no sleep zone, sacrifice. You better get you some rest, because what's happening is you're cutting years off of your life. So by just adding and getting a normal night's rest, right, mm-hmm. What is it, I think, eight hours, right? You got
to
get at least six hours.
Six to eight hours
of rest. That's how you can literally add. For real.
And you
so
can
rest is very important.
So
don't
laughter
put
is good.
Yes,
Miguel,
that's
what's that guy? Miguel played Juana Man in the movie. He was in TLC.
Oh, Nunez?
Miguel Nunez.
Mm-hmm.
He's 60 years old. I saw him on the Bill Hughley show the other day. He's 60 years old. Never, you guys get this. Show you how mental this is and how the body responds to stimuli. He has never worked out. He says, I've never worked out. He says, I don't really watch what I eat. I drink. I do all that stuff. He said, I belly laugh 10 to 15 times a day. He says, I'm always laughing.
Soul.
You know what I'm saying? So that's right. Laughter is good for your soul and apparently your body.
Right.
Right? Because he's 60 years old. He's done looking.
Right.
Right?
No, he doesn't.
So have, you know, living a lifestyle body to steal your joy, not buying into what people say on social media and following all of that nonsense. Because let me tell you something, guys. You never know a person until you know a person.
Right.
You never know what's going on with any situation until you're a part of that situation.
Right.
That's why it's easy for Pam and I to actually be able to not deal with people anymore. But that means if we're not dealing with certain situations, people, places, and things or whatever, we don't need to talk about that situation or the people in order for us to keep moving forward.
Right.
We don't. It is what it is, because we understand that if we dwell on it,
it's not healthy.
It's not healthy mentally for
us. It's not healthy.
Because, like I said, and they're going to don't worry. People are going to judge you no matter what. They're going to say what they want to say. Or they're going to say what they think based on what they know, which in most cases is very little about the situation.
Right.
Right. So learn to laugh. Learn to stop being so judgmental, so opinionated about everybody else's life, and just live your life to the fullest.
Absolutely.
Right? And don't worry about what other people are saying about you. Don't worry about who unfriends you, who unfollows you, or none of that. Just know that God gives and He takes it away.
I don't know how people are. It's all for the good.
But you can't be mad at the person.
I don't have time.
Don't be mad at the people. I don't have time to be mad at people doing that.
Like, where do you find time in your day? Not when you got goals. Where do you find time in your day to even figure that stuff out?
Right.
Not when you got goals.
Not when
you
got goals.
It's not even important.
So we talk about the sedentary lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wrap this up for you guys, because I wanted y'all to get this last little piece here on social media, because, you know, we love you guys and want you guys to get this and start living your best life ever. We can't just say we're living our best life unless we're living our best life. And this is helping us as well, guys. Knowing is half the battle.
Right.
Absolutely.
The older sedentary we get, the wiser we get.
Here we go. And this is even so much more for us, for the society now. A few decades back, I'll read this verbatim to you guys. A few decades back, people did a lot of physical activity daily, such as walking along streets, cleaning their homes, carrying heavy weights, etc. But after arrival of television, video games, computers, and mobile phones, they became stagnant, becoming more focused on chair-centered daily routines, whereas only a minority of individuals close to choose to engage in physical activities and stay apparently healthy. Basically, can ultimately cause fatal diseases like heart attacks, diabetes, etc. Yada yada yada. So,
and you know, that's the generation now. You know, just like you said, when we grew up, we was outside playing, we was outside doing kickball and wiffle ball and blood and whiffle running ball, up and down ball, the streets and everything. And nowadays,
we didn't want to get out.
These kids. That's why obesity is at an all-time high, because kids are sitting in the house, you know, and behind TVs, video games, and, you know, not engaging in physical activity.
Just adults.
It's adults that do the
grown
same
men,
thing.
Look, grown men and women. And let me make sure I get that right, guys. Men ain't the only ones playing video games now. The women are playing video games.
Really? I don't know how they got
man.
Time.
Yeah. They finding time somehow. They playing video games. Everybody
know.
Is, because it's the crazy. There's a kid that won $16 million the other day from playing video games. A Fortnite championship. Yeah. That's what I was looking at, Jay.
Wow.
I was like, boy, I need to get you back up on that game.
No.
So you can win some money.
No, we don't.
So Daryl sent me that article. He was
really?
Like, man, look at this kid. He's like, man, DJ, Jay's playing that game. He needs to keep going. I said, nah.
I know.
I said, nah. But the funny, he was laughing about it. But here's the other piece, guys. Here's the other piece. I want to give you guys this, because we talk about things like caloric deficit, and we talk about, other things. So you guys, do you guys actually want me to give you your BMI when you're putting your weight in your height in there? Because I will if you want me to.
Let's look at Yvonne. All right. Yvonne said 177 and 4'11 inches. Y'all sure y'all want this information? So let's go back to that BMI chart. All right.
Yeah.
4'11 and 177. So, all right. So 4'11. What was that? We're going to have to make you 5 feet. You're not even on the chart. All right.
So in all for all practical purposes, at 5 foot, Yvonne, at 5 foot, which is you, an inch or half an inch away, whatever. And you're what? 177?
So this chart is in five increments. So at 5 feet.
177, you round it up. 180, you're 34 to 35 in your BMI, which puts you at obese. You're obese. According to, you know, the most obese nation in the world, which is America, I think we got some authority on that. This is when you start to have to really be concerned about your weight.
Right.
And really do make some drastic.
Right. So you're 35, and your ideal BMI should be between 25 and 29.
Which will put your weight at about 145 to 150.
Right. Well, yeah, 28 to 29 will put you from 145 to 150.
With your height. So it's about height.
Yeah, it is about height. Now, for Sean, she was 5'7 and 145. She's 5'7, and I know you're right there in that healthy mode. 5'7 and she's at 145. You are healthy, Sean.
No.
Yes, she is.
She's underweight.
No, she's not. 5'7".
Okay. Yeah, you're healthy.
Green is healthy.
You're right.
And she's 145 because 145, your BMI is 24. Her BMI, 145. Her BMI is 22.
Yeah.
Okay. And the average healthy range is from 19 to 24. So you're healthy.
So we're giving you guys both ends of the spectrum because you can be... It's bad to be obese, but it's also bad to be underweight.
Right.
Also, if you're underweight, then your body will start to cannibalize itself.
Right.
So, you know, it'll start to eat your muscles, and you won't have any strength, which causes osteoporosis and all sorts of other things.
Right.
Right? So see somebody that's constantly bent over all the time and doing this and that. They just have bad. They're underweight. And I'm not saying that's the sole reason for it.
Right.
But to be underweight or overweight are both. Right.
So you want to be in that ideal range.
Yvonne. 150 is your goal. That's a great goal.
All right.
So that means you know, these diseases have no age limit. So that means your driving motivation every day, if you were overweight, obese, or morbidly obese, no matter who you are, you should be doing whatever it takes to get yourself back to that level.
Right.
But these numbers are there, and the numbers don't lie. You know, you can look. I've seen people that will say, "I need to." You can look at some people and tell that, you know, they need more than just tone, because people will tell you, "Well, I'm just ready to tone now." No, you still have more fat on your body than muscle. That's really what it is, your body mass index, mm-hmm. right? Because they know how much a certain amount of fat weighs and how much muscle weighs.
Right.
Right. So it's the condition that you create in your mind that gets you past all of those. Stop eating this, stop eating that, go do this, go do that. I believe that people inherently know what they need to do.
Right.
It's just a matter of whether or not they will do it.
Right.
And I'm going to give you guys this really quick. The broadcast ended on Blog Talk Radio, but I want to give you guys this last piece because I think it's important. The six essential nutrients and why your body needs them. Okay. Write these down, guys. Again, protein, carbs, fats, vitamins, minerals, and water. Right. Fortunately, you know, we have all of that here with the supplements that we take here at TLC. And because we have a wide range of health and wellness products, the protein, the carbs, the healthy carbs that we get from the matrix. Right. The protein that we get from the matrix. Guys, there's some shocking things. Okay? Essential nutrients are compounds that the body can't make. Or can't make in sufficient quantity. These nutrients must come from food, and they are vital for disease prevention, growth, and good health. See, some people just don't know, and it just takes a little bit of research. And this is the simplicity. It's not complex. It's the simple things that you do. We hear protein all the time. Protein is having a moment right now, right? It's not just in workout community, but all of the hype for a good reason. Protein is essential for good health. Protein provides the building blocks for the body and not just muscle,
right?
Think about it. Every cell from our bone, our skin, through our hair is made up and it contains protein,
That's good.
So you need different types of protein, biotin and our HSN and all that stuff. Biotin, and you need amino acids, protein like that, plant-based protein. And believe it or not, Sam, what do you think is the most protein-rich vegetable that you can eat? Because you don't have to get your protein from vegetables. from meat. That's another fun fact, guys. You don't have to get your protein from meat. As a matter of fact, your body really wants the protein to come from vegetables.
I'm going to say broccoli.
Nope.
Not broccoli?
Nope. Your body, I'll tell you in a minute, the body really wants your protein to come from vegetables.
Finish.
And people say, well, you can't get big. Nope. You can't get big. You can't gain muscle, massive amounts of muscle without eating meat. Nope. But you tell that to the silverback gorilla that is just massive. I'm talking about muscle, probably 3% body fat, right? You tell that to the oxen, you tell that to the elephant. We're talking about carnivores. They're eating grass. No, grass isn't. You know, nobody just started eating grass. But these animals are eating just plants.
Brussels sprouts.
Not Brussels sprouts. She's one of your favorite foods.
One of my favorite?
Mm-hmm. One of your favorite foods. So I'm just telling you guys, you don't have to. If you think you got to eat meat to get your protein, then you're wrong. All right? Eat fruits. Eat your vegetables. And some fruits, eating too much fruit can be harmful to you as well. So the most protein-rich vegetable is the avocado.
Oh.
The avocado. Put avocado on it. On everything,
I
get your
love
protein.
Avocado. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Man, it's so much here. Carbohydrates. Don't let the low carb craze fool you guys. Carbohydrates are necessary for a healthy body. Carbs fuel your body, especially your central nervous system. Guys, what's happening with carbs is people are intaking carbs and not using them. That's our carbs.
Right, you got to use them.
I love
exercise.
Carbs. I love carbs. If I don't get carbs when I go to the gym, I start to fail. Right, because my body is looking for those carbs to burn.
To burn, needs
in order
to burn.
Yeah. So,
that makes sense.
And there's so much more to that, guys. Whole grains, beans.
But it's a type of
rich
carb.
Vegetables.
Remember that.
Yeah. Opera whole grains, beans, and rich fiber vegetables, fruits instead of refined grains, and products with added sugar. Stay away from the added sugar. Sodas, sugary drinks, all that stuff, guys.
Drink water.
If you guys didn't know it, yeah, this is your best bet, water, right?
Water.
You guys didn't know it. They anytime something tastes better, they've done one or two things to it. Maybe they added sugar or salt,
uh-huh.
Right? Table salt is the bad salt because salt is not all bad. Himalayan salt is the best salt that you can get, right? Because it's a natural salt. Your body needs salt. It really does, but it doesn't need the table salt. Man has messed that up,
okay.
Right? So if, like, take the sodas now. Guys, you don't believe me, go in the store. Grab a Coke, grab a Pepsi, and start reading these labels. It's amazing. I read it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm never drinking another Coke or Pepsi in my life because it's not just soda. It's all soda, guys. Coke is added, and Pepsi, look at the back of it now. It's 55% sugar.
Right.
Right? And on top of that, let's add insult to injury, they've added an additional added 55%. Sugar in it. So the drink is 110% just sugar. That's like freaking 11 or 12 freaking tablespoons of sugar dumped into one can or bottle of soda.
I was going that.
Yeah. And you're drinking this, putting it in your body, and you're wondering why you can't lose any weight.
Yeah.
And
one can. One
but
cup.
Why do they do this? Because we are slaves to our taste.
Our taste buds.
It has to taste exceptionally well for us to love it. And they're killing us. They don't care. If you're going to buy a Coke because it has more sugar in it and it tastes better, they're going to keep making it.
Right.
Just the way it is. But you have to be more savvy.
That's
got to be smarter than that, right? You got to be smarter than the average bear. As E.T. says, look, you don't have to be the fastest gazelle. You just got to be the slower gazelle. That's all. Because the lion's going to eat with their bad self. But you just got to be the faster than the slowest gazelle, right? So knowing man is half the battle.
That's true. Knowing and then acting. We're about to change.
So it's so much more, man, that I can give you guys, but I don't want to keep you guys on here all day. I can talk about this stuff all day because it was an education for me as well, because I didn't, the things that I didn't know, I just go on and I research. And we talk about habits and lifestyle because you're not going to get it all at once.
Right.
You're not going to stop eating bad all at once. There's some people that can do that. I did it a while back, and it takes something. It does.
It does. Like, I stopped eating meat.
Yeah. I'm not
going to
do that anymore.
Yeah. Right, I did. I just stopped eating meat, cold turkey. I didn't play with it. I'm not a vegan. I saw Tina mentioned vegan. I'm not vegan. Definitely, vegans just require too much for me.
But they eat everything, too. They eat a lot of stuff,
okay,
too. I thought
I
vegans were supposed to be skinny, but I didn't think vegans
I don't eat meat, and I went cold turkey with it, and really haven't looked back.
Let's do this real quick. Because I think they need this. I want to talk about one of them here, guys. Fats is the other one. And vitamins, of course, you know you need vitamins.
Nutri-Burst.
Minerals, Nutri-Burst, water.
Okay, you can't.
You can go for weeks without water, right?
Without food.
But you can't last more than a few days without water, right? Water is absolutely crucial to every system in your body. It's also the main thing that you're made of. It's about 62% of your body weight is water, okay? Water improves your brain function and mood. It acts like a shock absorber and lubricates the body. It also helps flush toxins, carry nutrients to cells, hydrate the body, and prevent constipation. Okay? So let's talk about some really quick fun facts. Water makes up 75% of brain tissue.
Wow.
Brain tissue. So if your brain is dehydrated, then
your brain is fogged. You can't figure it out. You can't figure out that answer. Drink some water for real.
Yeah. 75% of your muscle tissue that makes up lubrication. When she said that. So the takeaway from all of this, guys, is you don't have to chug water to stay hydrated. Fruits and vegetables contain also, a great source of water. Also, munch on some spinach or watermelon to stay hydrated. Best way to know if you're properly hydrated is the color and volume of your urine, right? If your urine isn't frequently pale, yellow, or nearly clear, you need more water. Takeaway, eating a varied diet full of fruits, vegetables, healthy proteins and fats, and whole grains is the best way to get enough of these six essential nutrients, plus the important category of phytonutrients. The beneficial chemicals and colorful plants that prevent disease. These micronutrients and macronutrients are vital for your body to function normally and stay healthy. All right? Mindful eating is a great opportunity to develop healthy eating habits and create a positive relationship with food. Learn to eat slower, Pam McCray. Eat with a purpose. Make it healthier food choices, guys. You should choose. Here's the last fun fact I'm gonna give you guys. When you're chewing your food, you should chew your food until you naturally start to swallow. Naturally, which means the teeth are there to break down the food, and the acid that's in your mouth, the heat in your mouth is there to break down your food enough for you to be able to get it down your throat and digest, for your stomach to digest it.
I love that. Eat with a purpose.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Eat with a purpose. Eat with a purpose.
Slower.
Your purpose of eating is to get
that.
Obese.
Maybe you'll eat less.
And there's something wrong with your thinking. All right. So, guys, thank you guys
awesome.
So much.
Yes,
guys.
We definitely.
It's been real. Hopefully, you guys got something out of this.
Do it together.
So, do it together, but don't wait on your spouses. They don't want They don't want to get on. The best thing you can do for your partner is set the example.
Set the example.
Okay.
There you go.
That's
I love it.
Two-second relationship. Absolutely. So some of you are saying, I'm not supposed to be here right now because you looked up and you gained your weight. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? It's time to change, right? Stop saying,
I'm not supposed to be here. Disappointment has meaning. Don't think about leaving. We're gonna make it.